and welcome. I'm Nick Korn.
Wait.
What? No, okay. 3, 2, 1. Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick Korn. Joining me are...
Ryan.
Anders.
And welcome to the Leaku Studios Podcast, Freeware Game Review, Episode 42, Super Mario Brothers X. Busta!
In the brother anymore.
We should, be like a hard XX core XX podcast. Like, we should redo the entire layout of the website and then just change it back when we do our next one.
Yes.
Could do that. Just change the title bar, all the colors.
Right, yeah. Hang on, let me just tear off my sleeve for a second.
Put spikes all over it, make it rusty.
Oh, boobs. Man. No.
No.
No boob, it's not hardcore.
Well, I mean, maybe. If it's like 20... How many boobs do you need to be hardcore?
I don't think
three.
Boobs are in
each
the equation.
One
just kind
bigger
of
than the last.
Well, I mean, if you make it a function of size.
I don't think it's a function of size.
Boob size. Okay, so.
This is totally relevant to Mario.
All right. I'm totally bringing this up.
Boobs.
Going to Mozilla Thunderbird. Look at this email from Andrew Spinks.
Hi, Andrew.
Greetings. I just released a freeware game called Super Mario Brothers X.
Oh, cool.
It is obviously a clone of Super Mario Brothers, but there is a lot more to this one. It has a two-player co-op mode, over 60 levels, a level editor, and a lot of new power-ups. I would be very grateful if you would give it a mention on your site. If you're interested, the game can be found at that link. Thanks for your time, Andrew. Well, Andrew, being the first person to, like, ever freaking email us, we're going to cover your game right now. Like, I got this email when I woke up this morning.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, and so I went, and I got this game, and I played a little bit levels, and I was like, alright, this is alright. This is actually pretty good. Now, it's actually kind of funny, because when you go to supermariobrothers.org, right?
Alright.
Like, I mean, you click the link he sent you, and it's like, oh, okay, so it's a page all about his game. Why won't this scroll? Come on, Thunderbird. You can do it. This is Firefox now. And I mean, he's got all these things, a little bit of description, some stuff about stuff. If you go to just like the main page, it's pretty much like showing his game, and then okay, Super Mario Flash, Super Mario World Flash, New Super Mario Brothers Flash, Sonic Lost in Mario World. Like, it's a collection of like all of the Mario clones that have been collected.
Yeah.
Super Mario Sunshine 64, Super Mario Flash 2, Super Mario Halloween Edition. I thought it was funny the one that called itself Super Mario 63.
Huh.
Super Mario World Slots. Super Mario and Pipe Panic? That's just Pac-Man!
Oh, what about, like, Pipe Dream?
Mario Kombat.
I loved Pipe Dream.
I don't know what's going on in Mario Snow.
Maybe it's a racing game.
No, Mario Racing kind of... Tournament seems like a racing game.
Oh, okay. No, he seems to be on some kind of, like...
Super Mario Dress-Up.
Purple Pimp Car.
Name that Mario song. Super Mario Hopscotch.
Oh, man, these seem lame.
These seem so lame. But, you know, I took it on good faith. I figured I'd give our bro, Andrew, some credit. And I went and I got Super Mario World X. And you know something? Game is, like, triple ballin'.
Totally awesome.
Yeah.
Triple ballin'.
Like, first of all, it's smooth. It feels right. I mean, it's like, as he himself said, it's obviously a Mario clone. But aside from not having the exact traipsings of all previous Mario games... Like, this is a really good one. Basically, what he's done is he's taken Mario 1, 2, 3, and World and just shoves them all together. Because, like, the first thing I know is that no matter what you try to do in this game, like, that you're expecting from previous Mario games, it works. Like, running, jumping on stuff, down pipes, up pipes, it works and it feels right. Like, there's only one piece of physics that doesn't seem right so far, right?
Is it the holding things?
No,
it's the pipe. When you hit a shell and it would.
The shells are fine. The shells are fine. Okay. It's the holding things.
The holding things?
Except that was probably the same way it used to be
the
too.
Same way.
So everything is fine.
Well, no, because like it's everything is as a Mario game is supposed to be. Like playing this it feels like I'm playing Super Mario World on the SNES. Especially when you plug in the PlayStation controller to, you know, actually be able to do it.
I used a PlayStation controller with my SNES, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, I had one of those, like, really hardcore see-through turbo buttons things, and then my dog pissed all over it. And then he pissed all over my Nintendo. But we had a warranty, so it was okay. So we got another one. And then he pissed all over that one, too.
What the hell?
And then he got hit by a car and got cancer.
Aw. Car cancer?
Car cancer.
Okay, so...
This game... What does this game have to offer us over Mario that already exists?
Well, it's you got, can play, like, three Marios at the same time.
Yeah.
Or you can play this Mario.
It's got simultaneous co-op.
Yeah, basically.
Which, my God, the co-op, like...
It said that co-op can save a game. When it's in a game that doesn't need saving, it's like...
It's ballin'.
It's like a delicious gravy.
Double ballin'.
On top of...
Triple ballin'.
An ice cream cake.
It's like 19 coffees.
No, I'm only 21 coffees.
30 coffees.
Oh my God.
Oh, shit.
42 coffees.
Oh God, there's so many coffees.
Okay.
I
concede. Like, it takes a little to get used to, because you'll be knocking each other into pits and stuff.
Throwing shells at each other.
But then eventually you'll be, like, jumping on top of each other.
Yeah, like, okay, it's even keeping from, like, the classic, like, versus Mario Brothers, where you run into each other,
you bounce,
you have physics, you can jump off your brother's head, if you're below him and they're sitting on a block, you can break the block below him and just send him up into the air. Like, it's got, it's like I said, everything you expect... And from Mario games, still exists. There's nothing broken about it. Like,
but at the same time, like, in the level design, there's a lot of stuff that seems to... That, like, reminds me of, like, all of those ROM hacks that make it, like, retardedly difficult and stuff. Like, that one level we were on with the pipe maze, and we had to go through the block, like, the tube, and then hit the invisible blocks up from the bottom to make a path to go to a place. And I'm like, oh, puzzly shit! I loves it!
I know, it's so great! And, it's like in... There doesn't seem to be, so far, anything that's specifically for co-op, but I think that also has to do with the fact that, like, it's like, when you start it off and you say one-player mode, normally it would just go to, like, the three saves. Again, as you would expect from Super Mario World.
Three saves!
But, like, it has a selection for, like, episode selection.
Eh?
Yeah, where you pick the invasion.
Oh, right.
So, I have to imagine, that means you just load in, like, other people's, like, world campaigns. Mm-hmm. And it's just seamless. Like... Because that's the thing. The other thing this game has is a level editor. So, already, this game has everything we, like, long for in games. It has co-op, it has a level editor, it has running and jumping on shit, it has, what else do we look for in games?
If you could put silly hats on them, it would be, like, the trifecta.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Co-op,
colors.
Editing, and silly hats.
Well, could it not be said that Mario and Luigi in themselves have silly hats?
Well, they've got hats. They're not too silly. Like, they're just caps.
Mario wears that little big cap, and Luigi wears the little tiny cap.
The little big cap and the little tiny cap. No caps are normal size. They're only variants on tiny.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So this game, like... First of all, game comes with fucking over 60 levels.
It's quite a few levels.
And I'm assuming that's including all of the, like, secret exits, alternate paths. I mean,
I don't know. Like, I don't know if I'd advertise the secret levels.
I guess.
Maybe not blatantly.
It's Mario.
Yeah, like, Mario... I never knew Mario World had, like, secret levels until, like, the first time I found a key. And I was like, huh. And then just, like... It went, and it just feels so good to find them. Like,
I still don't know for certain if there is a secret level under Butter Bridge. I need to find out.
Huh.
I've never seen it for myself.
Okay.
But I still don't know where those torpedoes in the casserole at the end come from. They must be in that level.
In Butter Bridge?
Under Butter Bridge.
Under Butter Bridge. Huh. Ah, okay.
This is... I'd like for there to be mystery in the world, though, so...
Yeah. No,
so you're not going to find out?
No, I mean, like...
There was a mystery here. It's gone now.
Exactly.
No, like, God, this game. If there is a Star Road in this game...
Oh my fucking God.
Like, what the fuck was up with Star Road?
Star Road was awesome. That's what the fuck was up with it.
I know, but it almost seemed like Sector Z. Because it was just like this place, it's secret, you gotta fight to get to it, and when you get there, nothing is quite right. Like it applies to the physics of the world you've known, and you come to know so far, but it's got level names like Wacky, and
Tubular.
Tubular.
Oh, that's Super Star Road.
Oh, Super, yeah, but even in Super Star Road, it's like double secret bonanza fuck.
Yeah, like in normal Star Road, they shook up the formula a bit, because like there was that one level that was all those blocks, and you had to spin drum through them all.
Yeah, like if this game has a fucking Star Road, if this game doesn't have a Star Road,
can make it!
I will make fucking Star Road for this game. Oh, man. Like, I don't know what else to say about it. Did you like any Mario games pre-64?
There is that one caveat where there's that one point in the level you guys got stuck.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose that is a bit of foresight. Lack of foresight. Okay.
Hypno foresaw an attack.
Anyway.
Oh, okay.
So
if you're playing good.
Well.
Yeah.
Playing good.
There was one point when you needed a mushroom to get out because you needed to break blocks, but when you have a man down, instead of a mushroom, you'll get them back. So then you just had two tiny guys who couldn't break blocks, and they got stuck behind a pipe you couldn't go back through, and that wasn't so cool.
But, like that's... I can pretty much overlook that because you look at anything with co-op, and sometimes co-op can break puzzle elements
like that. You can't account for every situation.
Especially, like, if you're just one guy playtesting your game as you're making the levels, and you can't always, like, playtest it with both one and two people. But then again, they did have that section where, when you're shooting through all the blocks, there were two special guns to shoot through the blocks. So, like he obviously thought something about it, but give him a break. I am more than willing to give the man a break. I'm
definitely looking forward to levels in which it's obvious that these levels were designed for co-op. You can definitely tell, this game is single player. I don't know why you would play it single player, because the co-op is fun, but you can beat every single level, it seems, with just one person.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely looking forward to, like, having levels like, you know, what you would have in Four Swords, in which you would need other people.
Well,
and just adding that level of complexity.
I imagine it's sort of hearkening back to, hearkening? There's a word. To the original level design of Super Mario World, where it was, when you had two players, you would just take turns, so that's why it's one player.
Finger quote, two player.
Yeah. I don't know, there were a lot of places where I could definitely see that it was harkening back. Like, the beginning of, what was it, the Fortress of Agony?
Yeah.
Like, that was the beginning of, like, every one of those fortresses, and I was just like, ah!
Yeah. No, and,
like, there's a corridor, and then you jump up some little stairs, and then there's a pit where fireballs come out.
Yeah. And then, the Castle of Pain or whatever, you guys didn't get up to it, but, like, the last, like, two before the boss is shaped exactly like the, Welcome to Warp Pipe World from the
original. Oh, really?
So he's calling back, like, he's calling back to lots of things from previous games. This is made by a Mario fan who is, like, an honest fan and has tried to make everything as, like, loyal to the originals as possible. And it works. And then it's great when, like, when you get to the one stage where you go down the pipe and suddenly you're in the Mario 2 base level.
Yeah.
And it looks like Mario 2. It acts like Mario 2. Except for, like, jumping and hovering. That's not in. But I guess that's because you don't play as Peach, so...
Yeah.
So, you know, like, you can't... It's being really loyal, and it's being awesome. And then they combine, too, with the other one. So, you're just walking around, and you're in an underground cave, and you got the blue Goombas walking around, and then there's a fucking Shy Guy, and you can take them all out by jumping on a red turtle. Like, this is what you got. This is what you're working with. This is wonderful.
All stuff.
Yeah, Mr. Sphinx... Our hats are off to you, sir.
And, he must have, like, just released this, and I got this email this morning. So, like, if I put this up, like, today,
Do we need to get the swords out here again?
Brian, grab the swords. Over in the corner.
Podcasting. Yeah. On the edge.
Awesome. So, yeah, I don't... Like, the only other thing I can say about this game is, like... Okay, you remember back in the days when, like, all we had to worry about was school, and then summer just meant you just come home and just do whatever the hell you want.
Okay. That's still what I do.
Yeah, same here.
Same here.
But I feel guilty about it.
Yeah, now we feel guilt about it, so it's not as easy, I guess. But, like, you ever remember, like sitting with your brother, and you just had that one game on the NES or the SNES, and you just play the fuck out of that game, which was the only one you had, and you're just sitting there, like, it's like you go to 2 a.m., like, three nights in a row, just trading off or doing it two players at a time. I get that exact feeling from this.
Yeah, like, this is a nostalgia bomb of a game, and I am totally behind that.
Like, it's a nostalgia bomb, but it's got plenty of new shit. And
yeah,
it's
like,
new and awesome.
So far, we've seen cannons that you can hold around, and they fire little bullets that you blow up blocks with.
And they're just, like, new levels, and there's plenty of levels, and there's stuff to discover. It is a journey of discovery. It is, like, a reverse Bildungsroman. Because I feel like this is a journey of us learning what it was like when all we did was play games so the wee hours of the morning during the summer.
I can definitely see a fan community coming up around this game.
Yeah. So that's pretty awesome.
Yes, he certainly gave the tools out there.
So guys, I think we should just play this game. Remember when we rented the Mega Man collection?
Yeah.
Like, let's play all of the Mega Mans.
Yeah. Oh, we should do that again.
And then we didn't beat
we couldn't get again. Through Mega Man. We couldn't get through Cutman stage.
Yeah. But this we can do. Like, this is a weekend where we just, like, get together Friday night and then leave Sunday morning sometime, see how far we got, just trade off.
And then, how about everyone makes three levels?
Ooh. Okay, and then we just make a world out of them?
Yeah.
Okay, so, I don't know. It harkens back to the days of yore, and I really just want to stay up late playing it. Plus, I just beat Kingdom Hearts 2, so I need something to play now.
But okay. It does it in a way that it's, like, it's not entirely in the past. Like, it's still new and fresh and exciting to play.
And it's open to further building. I mean,
I think it just must be say that also the co-op, when you separate, it goes into the split screen.
Yeah.
It's just seamless.
Into
the split screen.
It's like simultaneous co-op, so it's like real co-op. And if you and your partner, it's not locked to one screen as you might think. If you and your partner separate from each other, it splits the screen, and now you have separate screens until you get back together. And that includes if you go down pipes, in which case it still split, and you can just go about your business.
It doesn't even matter.
See, because I'm thinking the way you would have to, like, build a specific co-op level, it's like they did with the bouncing blocks, is like you go down, and then...
Oh my god, you could have one person that has to go down a tube and work to help out the other person on the surface?
Whoa,
that'd be totally ballin'.
Like cookies and cream.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I love cookies and cream. Oh, man.
We didn't play Splinter Cell.
The game...
What?
What Splinter Cell game was it that everyone was like, this had the best online multiplayer ever?
I don't know. That's the one we should get. Because the one I got
is... was kind of meh.
It's okay, but when the co-op levels take, like, 4 seconds...
And they take, like, you know, 2 minutes to load.
Yeah, so we'll work on that. Anyway.
Anyway.
Andrew, I hope we've done you good. Thanks for telling us about this game, because this is an awesome, awesome game.
It's a pretty nice game.
We look forward to see what people... Okay, you go.
This is co-op you need to play sitting next to each other. This is not internet co-op.
Yeah, this would not...
There is no internet co-op, but that is not a problem, because this is the kind of co-op you need to play in which you can hit the person next to you.
Yeah.
You're not going to get angry at the person you're playing with, but believe me...
You're going to want to bop them.
You can be a buster to the person next to
you. You can be such a buster. You can be like a triple buster.
Like three busters.
Be like nine... cups of coffee busters.
When someone's going after a mushroom and then the person you're playing with takes the mushroom, you just might want to just hit them a bit. But out of love.
Put a bruise on that apple.
Yeah.
Say they walked into a door.
Fell down some stairs.
I don't know. I still feel that there shouldn't be such a thing as online co-op for the sake of playing games. But I think that's fodder for another guide and talk about co-op in general.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
All right, and for now, I believe we are good.
Yeah,
so, podcast is over.
Because I got to tell them that to find such an awesome game, it's at Super Mario Brothers.
You can only find it on our website.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's supermariobrothers.org, but we'll put a link to the website in our show notes. The show notes can be found at leakoustudios.net/podcast. Follow us on Twitter. Send us email. What was our email? podcast@leakoustudios.net.
Yeah.
And
sure.
Send us an email. We'll read it.
And it looks like if two people count, then I think the two people count enough to say that there's been interest shown in us doing a video podcast. And I'm still thinking that might work for like a 50th episode spectacular.
Ooh.
How long does it take? There's 52 weeks in a year. Yeah. We've been trying to do this for like more than a year, supposedly.
Yeah.
Yeah, alright. So go out, play this game. It's awesome. We'll talk to you next time.
Peace.
Problem with the game with dick jokes.
Yeah.
You'll just have to discover it for yourself.
Uh-huh.